T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, you can't find volunteers like you can here in Minnesota. This state is just so giving, and I want to head on down to Georgia, as a matter of fact. David Shanick is a Red Cross volunteer from the Twin Cities down in Georgia to help out here as we get closer to seeing what this hurricane's going to do. David, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, David.
Well, tell me about the Red Cross and what's going on with Minnesotans down there, and where are you headed?
Well, we're right now waiting for the hurricane to make up its mind. we're literally staging out of Atlanta. We do have some shelters open closer to the coast, but it's going to depend on the track that the hurricane takes, and we won't know that until the hurricane makes up its mind and starts moving again. If it's farther out, it's going to be less damage. If it comes on shore, that's another scenario. We also will be sheltering folks from both Florida and South Carolina if need be, because there are major populations in Jacksonville and Charleston that would come to Georgia to get out of the way of the water. So it's a wait and see right now, but in the next day or so, we should be clear as to exactly where we have to set up shop and help people out.
How many Minnesotans, David?
There are currently 37 Minnesotans that have been deployed, not just to Georgia, but to Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina.
So when you volunteer, David, and you go into these areas, at what point do you know exactly what you'll do when you get to that specific area?
Well, actually, we're trained and assigned, and we have job descriptions and what we call our group activity and position. So my position is in the public affairs group. So I know that when I go out, I'm going to be doing public affairs and talking to radio stations and TV stations and newspapers. Other people have positions in sheltering and mass care and feeding, in transportation and logistics and moving stuff around. So that's one of the neat things about the Red Cross. We are trained to a similar standard all across the country. So literally, I'm down here in Georgia with 200 complete strangers, or mostly complete strangers, because I've worked with a few of them before. But we all know what our jobs are and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves and what we need to do. And so you literally build these organizations from scratch in a very short period of time, and yet everything works out smoothly because we've all gone through extensive training in our individual positions.
And it's all volunteer.
90% of our people down here are volunteers.
Wow, that's impressive. Hey, stay safe, David. We'll stay in touch as soon as this storm, as you said, makes up its mind, because it seems to be caught between a high-pressure and low-pressure system, and neither one's given in, so it's just stalled out there still.
Yep. We'll have to get Mike working on that.
Well, I'll talk to him in a few minutes. Hey, thanks for all you do down there. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
He is David Shanick from the Red Cross Volunteers here in the Twin Cities down now in Georgia, just kind of waiting to find out exactly where they go and when they go, as we watch Dorian to the south of us. And you can help the Red Cross, by the way. Just text the word Dorian, that's Dorian, to 90999, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, too, if you'd like to make a donation online. You can also do that at redcross.org. Our WCCO time is 7:56. Our weather here today, speaking of wind, certainly nothing triple digit like we're seeing in that hurricane, but we are going to be windier than normal today. I will tell you that, and it's the first day of school. Some of those are later starts for some of the kids, as we were talking about with Dr. Gothard here a few minutes ago from the St. Paul Public Schools. So a little flip in the times over in Invergrove Heights and also in St. Paul. But with our high today, very nice, at 75, we are going to look at winds at times should gust over 30 miles an hour. So windy here, but when you put in perspective, I guess, as to what's happening down on the coastline, nothing too significant. We did have activity last night. Doc says he thinks there might have been some tornadic activity out near Circle Pines area, so We'll have more on that as that becomes a little more available as to what happened last night. And so we appreciate all the texts we're getting. I'm getting a lot of them. And our number, by the way, now has changed, just so you know, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226 is that text number. So we appreciate all the things that are coming in from weather-related stuff this morning. And it'll be clear tonight, about 52. But again, today, very windy, and it looks like a beautiful day tomorrow on its way. We're at 70. It's already 7:57 here at WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.